Today's daf is Yuma daf Kevav. We are drawing toward the end of Maseches Yuma, and as much as we know that every single daf in Shas, that there isn't a single daf in Shas that we could do justice to in 45 minutes, with some dafim we recognize it more than others. This is one of those dafim that we recognize it more than with other dafim. This is the daf that is all about tshuva, all about the concept of tshuva. We're going to discuss today whether Rebbe's shita that Yom Kippurim is mechaper even without tshuva, just the etzem hayom is mechaper. We're going to discuss whether tshuva alone, without anything else, is mechaper for lo sase gomer, for a regular los asay in the Torah. We're going to talk about the dalid chiluke kapara, the different levels of averos, and what levels of tshuva are necessary, and what else you need in order to achieve kapara for different levels of averos. We're going to discuss chilul Hashem and how tshuva is not mechaper for chilul Hashem, and different examples of chilul Hashem from different tanaim and amoraim. We're going to be mechalik between tshuva me'ahava and tshuva me'yira on several levels. Then the Gemara is going to make several comments about how gedola tshuva, how great tshuva is. Seven different shitos about Gedola tshuva because, and then we're going to have the concept of a bal tshuva gemura. Bal tshuva gemura, who what exactly defines someone as a bal tshuva gemura? And then we're going to have the debate of whether it is best to cover up one's averos or best to reveal one's averos. And perhaps that's the difference between Moshe Rabbeinu's attitude toward his sins and David's attitude toward his sins. Whether it's best to cover it up or best to reveal it may depend on the circumstances of the avera. May depend on the nature of the Avera. We're also going to have a machlokas about if you did tshuva one Yom Kippur, do you need to do tshuva again for that same Avera in the following Yom Kippur? Is that considered to be indecent to continue to go back to the same Avera that you're ready mechaper for? Or is that considered to be a wonderful thing and a smart thing to do? So all about tshuva today. We left off at the two dots about five lines after the Gemara starts and daf pei hei amud beis. We are at Misa v'Yom HaKippur mechaperin ima tshuva. That Misa and Yom Kippur are mechaper together with tshuva. So says the Gemara, ima tshuva in bifnei atzman lo. Sounds like together with tshuva, that's where the koach ha-mechaper of Misa and the koach ha-mechaper of Yom HaKippurim. But each on their own would not be mechaper, which means Yom HaKippurim standing alone would not be mechaper. So neima de lo k'rebi, let's assume this is going against Rebbe, because d'tanya Rebbe yomar ha-kol aver sh'betorah bin asa tshuva bin lo. So tshuva Yom HaKippurim mechaper, Rebbe holds on any aver in the Torah, whether you did tshuva or whether you didn't do tshuva, Yom Kippur itself is enough to be mechaper. So it seems like it's against our Mishnah, because our Mishnah says that Yom Kippur is mechaper only together with tshuva. So Rebbe's statement, though, has some exceptions. That even though Yom Kippur is mechaper for almost everything, chutz, it excludes mi porik ol, megala panim v'Torah, umefer bris basar. Someone who is kofer be'ikr, who's kofer b'Kadosh Baruch Hu, someone who's megala panim v'Torah, Rashi says, dorish as a Torah l'gnai, someone who darshens the Torah in a disrespectful way, and someone who someone's made for bris basar, someone who undoes a bris mila. Shemasa tshuva Yom HaKippur mechaper v'nlasa tshuva ein Yom HaKippur mechaper. For those averos, they're so bad that Yom Kippur alone does not have the koach to be mechaper for them. You need tshuva together with Yom HaKippur to be mechaper for those averos. But bottom line is, our Mishnah is against Rebbe, because Rebbe holds that Yom Kippur alone has the koach to be mechaper for most things. Our Mishnah says Yom Kippur can't do anything without tshuva. Says Gemara, Afilu Tamer Rebbe. Our Mishnah might be going like Rebbe. Tshuva baya Yom HaKippurim, Yom HaKippurim lo baya tshuva. Our Mishnah did not say that Yom Kippur can't do anything without tshuva. Our Mishnah said that tshuva can't do anything without Yom Kippur. Tshuva needs Yom Kippur to help out the kapara. Yom Kippur does not require tshuva to help out the kapara. The Tos Yishan raised the kasha. If you hold like Rebbe, bein asa tshuva, bein lo asa tshuva, Yom HaKippurim mechaper, that the itzumo shel yom is mechaper. So ask the Tos Yishanim, so why was the Beis Hamikdash destroyed? Shouldn't we have had Yom Kippur every year that was mechaper for all of our averos? How can the Beis Hamikdash be destroyed on account of our averos? So the Tos Yishanim says that according to Rebbe, Yom HaKippurim helps to pater a person from a chi of kares, but it's not mechaper kapara gemura, meaning you have to say something like this anyway, that it's impossible, according to Rebbe, that Yom Kippur, while a person is still shakua becheto, he's still completely involved in a sin, they're going to say that Yom Kippur is going to be mechaper for everything, that Yom Kippur is going to be as if he's a tzadik gamur, so there's no point in life in being a tzadik gamur, that a person is just granted kapara just like that. No, it means that it's not the same level of kapara. It can't be a kapara gemura. So for that, Rebbe requires tshuva as well. As Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvah Shin Samach Dalet, also deals with this question, says that in the Bayis Rishon, they did Avodah Zarah, Yom Kippur certainly not mechaper for Avodah Zarah. In Bayis Sheni, it was because of Sinas Chinam, Averosh Benon L'Chavero, even Rebbe's going to be Meldi Yom Kippur cannot be mechaper at Sheiratza as Chavero, meaning even if he says Yom Kippur is mechaper, that's where Averosh Benon L'Makom, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to be Mochel. But everyone has to agree that at Sheiratza as Chavero, that when it comes to Averosh Benon L'Chavero, like the Mishnah had said, that one needs to get Mechila from Chavero in order for Yom Kippur to be Mechaper. Okay, so the Gemara says, now the Kesem Mishnah points out that even though the Gemara says that the Mishnah might be going like Rebbe, but the MS is that it's going that the Rabbanan disagree with Rebbe, because there's a Gemara in Shavuos that sounds that way, and the Halacha therefore is Ein Halacha K'Rebbe Mechaverav. So that's why the Rambam paskens Yitzuma Shel Yom Kippur Mechaper L'Shavim. That's the Lashon of the Rambam. That the Yitzuma Shel Yom is Mechaper, yes, it aids in the Kapara. Yom Kippur is certainly impactful, certainly meaningful, but only L'Shavim. That's the Rambam in Perek Aleph L'Chashuva Halacha Gimel. So even though the Gemara seems to be saying that Rebbe could be like our Mishnah, it's not necessarily the case that that's how we paskin at the end of the day. It could be that not everybody agrees with Rebbe. Tshuva mechaperes, back in the Gemara, tshuva mechaperes al averus kalos, al asev al los asev. Tshuva is mechaper for smaller averos, for mitzvos asev and mitzvos los asev. So ask the Gemara, hasha los asev mechaperes al asev mibayi. If tshuva is mechaper even for los asev, do you need to tell me that tshuva is mechaper for mitzvos asev? Meaning it's obvious that a los asev is more severe than an asev. So if tshuva works for a los asev, of course it's going to work for an asev. Sfasema says, how is it so obvious that an asev is more kal than a mitzvos los asev? Granted, a los asev has onesh, and an asev doesn't have an onesh. So that gives you an indication that a los asev is worse. But on the other hand, we say, asev doch a los asev, that an asev overpowers a los asev. So asev on some level has a koach over a los asev. How does in the Gemara know as a davar pashut that in fact as machlokas rishonim earlier in the sugi about machilin also akala kal tchila, that when we have to feed a chol on Yom Kippur and we have to give him the lesser iser first, machlokas rishonim whether a violation that which is an iser asay is by definition a lesser iser than that which is a violation of a los asay. It's not so pashut that an asay is less than a los asay. So the Sfasema says that the Gemara's kasha is not because the asay is kal from the los asay. It's just that the Tana should have written in the Mishnah al averos hakalos the al and los asay, and didn't have to say al asay also, because we know when he says al mitzvos kalos, we know that that's a reference to asay, meaning the way to refer to mitzvos kalos is al asay. So meaning the way to refer to mitzvos asay are known to be mitzvos kalos, so you could just say mitzvos kalos. The fact that it points out that it specifies asay must be telling us something. So I'm Rav Yehuda Hachi. The point is that tshuva is mechaper for a mitzvah saseh and for a los asay shenita klasei. What's special about a los asay shenita klasei? A lava nita klasei is a los asay, but you don't get malchus for it. So tshuva is mechaper for a lower level lav, the kind of lav for which one does not get malchus. The los asay gomer los. So the Gemara is going to ask, really a los asay gomer, a real los asay, tshuva is not mechaper for? I'll bring you three rayas that it is. So I ask the Gemara first, Ruminu, Eluin kalos asay velos asay. What is a mitzvah kala? It's an asay and a los asay. Say chutz mi losisa, except for losisa. So the assumption is that losisa is worse, as Rashi points out, because it says explicitly by losisa lo yinakeh. But the point is that every single losasei other than losisa, tshuva would be mechaper for. So how can you tell me that tshuva is only mechaper for those lavin that are nitak la'asei? You see, tshuva is even mechaper for losasei gomer, as long as that losasei is not losisa. Says the Gemara, losisa v'kalta damile. No, we don't mean to say that losisa is different than every other losasei. We mean to say that tshuva is mechaper for a mitzvah sasei and for some mitzvos los asay, but any real los asay, like losisa, anything that's like losisa, that's a real los asay gomur, that's a full-fledged los asay, that shuvah's not going to be mechaber for. Tashma, raya number two. Rabbi Yudomer, kol shumi losisa ulemata, tshuva mechaperes. Anything that's lo sisa and less than lo sisa, tshuva is going to be mechaper for me. Lo sisa lamaila, but from lo sisa and above, anything lo sisa and stricter, tshuva tol of Yom Kippur mechaper. Tshuva is going to be tol, Yom Kippur is going to be mechaper. But again, the implication is that for regular lo sases, which are a notch below lo sisa, because again, there's no lo yinakeh by regular lo sases, tshuva will be mechaper. So how can you tell me that for a lo sase gomer, tshuva is not mechaper? Answers the Gemara, lo sisa v'kol d'damilei. No, again, we're not saying that anything that's even a notch below lo sisa, we're saying that anything like lo sisa and above, which means lo sase gomer, anything like lo sisa and above, tshuva is not going to be mechaper for. Third raya, tashema, lefishanemer b'chorev tshuva v'nakei yachal af lo sisa imahen. It says by chorev tshuva v'nakei, it says both terminologies, so you would think, because we need to do tshuva for the chana egel, so you would think lo sisa is included. That once you do tshuva, you get nikayon, you get cleaned, you get cleansed. Tamad lomar lo yinakeh. That's why the very same pasuk says lo yinakeh. Yachal af shar chayav lavin kain. I might think that all other lo sases also lo yinakeh. Tshuva will not suffice for. Tamad lomar shmo. Shmo deina menakeh avol menakeh shar chayav lavin. No, it's only when you do a sin against the Shem Hashem. That's when tshuva alone is not going to cleanse a person. But for other chayav lavin, tshuva alone will cleanse a person. So bottom line is, you see again over here, that tshuva is mechaper for a lo sase gomor. How can you tell me that tshuva is not mechaper for a lo sase gomor? So this raya we don't have a simple answer to. The Gemara says, Tanayihi, that you have to say that it's machlokas time. We can't say that it's lo sisa v'kol d'damilei, because we dafka darshan the word eshimo. Eshimo relates to lo sisa specifically, not lo sisa v'kol d'damilei. That's clearly a reference to lo sisa specifically. So the Gemara says you have to say is that it's a machlokas tanayim whether tshuva is mechaper for a lo sase gomor. Did Tanya, like we learned in a brisa, al ma tshuva mechaperes? For what is tshuva mechaper? Al asei v'al los asei shenitek l'asei. Tshuva is mechaper for a regular asei and for los asei shenitek l'asei, for the kind of los asei for which one does not get malchus that could be rectified by doing a mitzvah's asei. V'al ma tshuva tola? And for what is tshuva tola? When does tshuva keep you hanging in the balance where you're not going to, well, we'll see exactly what tola means, machlokes rishonim, but let's assume pashtus that there's no din meted out on a person yet, tshuva will just delay the din. V'yom HaKippurim mechaper, but Yom Kippur will allow for the Gemar Kapara, al krisus v'al misus beizdin, v'al lo sase gomor. For anything that you chayiv kares for anything that you chayiv misus beizdin, and for a lo sase gomor. So there are several shittos from Rishonim what tshuva tola means. Rashi says that tliya means lahagein miyisurim, that it protects a person from yisurim. It's Rashi and Peyam Beis in Dibra Maskal Shem Tali. That tliya means that it's lahagein miyisurim. Rashash just asks that we're going to see later on in today's daf that there are averus that tshuva and Yom Kippur are tola and yisurim are remarkim, that tshuva and Yom Kippur are tola, but in the meantime one is going to suffer yisurim to sort of cleanse him of his averos. So how could you say tola means that it's lahagin alav mina yisurim if we see that there are certain times where there's a taliyah going on and while it's being tola, he's suffering from yisurim? So the Rashash has difficulty with Rashi's shita. The Ben Yoyada says that tshuva tola means that mitzad echa the averos are not erased, but mitzad sheni they're not mitstarif with other averos to be viewed as a pattern. A lot of times a person does a crime, so if it's a one-time event, he's not judged as harshly as a pattern of bad behavior. If it's part of a pattern of bad behavior, he's going to be judged much more harshly. So tshuva tola means that the crime is there. Kodesh Baruch Hu still sees the crime and is still going to punish for the crime, and there may be yisurim for the crime, but it's not going to be judged as part of a pattern of bad behavior. That's how Ben Yoyada understands tliya. There are different shittos as well. Now we said it's machlokas tanaim whether tshuva is mechaper for a lo sase. Tshuva alone is mechaper for a lo sase. So how do we paskin? The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva in Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, the Rambam paskins who Shar mitzvos lo saseyu. Mitzvos saseyu shein ben kares, hein hakalos. Regular mitzvos lo saseyu and mitzvos saseyu that do not involve kares, that is the definition of kalos. So you see that he paskins, not like the Stam Mishnah that holds that any lo saseyu shein onith the klasei is considered chamuros, he understands that a lo saseyu is kalos, that tshuva can be mechaper for a regular lo saseyu. So why does the Rambam paskin that way against Stam Mishnah? Because the Mishnah explains that since Rabbi Yehuda says in Masechus Shavuos that chamuros are krisos and mislus bezdin, and he does not mention lo saseh shelo nita klasei amongst the chamuros, he doesn't mention amongst the averos chamuros and shavuos daf yud beis the irregular mitzvos lo saseh. So you see that ein halacha k'stam mishnah, that we don't paskin like our stam mishnah over here that holds that a lo saseh, that regular lo saseh is included in chamuros, because Rabbi Yehuda over there says Elu ena kalos, Elu ena chamuros, and he's not mechalik between the two. So that's what the Rambam passes like the sugyan shvuos against our stam mishnah. Says Gemara Vayter Amamar. So we just said Lefisha Neemar Bechorev Tshuva Venake. So we said because it says Bechorev Tshuva Venake. So Minolan, where do we know this? Titania of Blaz Romer Ief Shalomer Nake Shekvar Neemar Lo Yinake. You can't say that a person is totally cleansed because the very same pasuk says Lo Yinake, right? The pasuk says Nake Lo Yinake. It sounds like a stira, one word after the other. V'ef shalom or lo yinake, you can't say lo yinake, shekvar nemar nake, because it already says nake. So haketzad, so which is it? Minaku l'shavin ve'in minaku l'shein and shavin. We see that it works for people who do tshuva, but so there's one is cleansed when one does tshuva, but not when one does not do tshuva. Shal Ramasi ben Cheresh is Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Baromi. Ramasi ben Cheresh asked Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah in Rome the following question. Shamata arba chiluke kapara shayir b'shmol darish. Do you know of the four chiluke kapara, the four levels of averos that require different levels of kapara that Rabbi Shmuel used to darsh? What are those different levels? So Amar, he said, first of all, it's not four. You got that wrong. It's shloshahein. There are three levels of averos, and therefore three levels of kapara for these levels of averos. Utshuva im kol echad ve'echad. And tshuva has to go along with each and every one of them. And here they are. Avra l'aseh v'shav. Number one, if a person doesn't violate a mitzvah saseh, and he does tshuva, he doesn't move from there until he gets mechila. Meaning the second he does tshuva, there's immediate mechila for his avera. That's all one needs to do when he violates a los aseh. When he violates an aseh, rather. That tshuva alone is going to work. Now, we did have a gemara earlier where the gemara said, on daf lamed vav amralf, that a korban olos mechaper for mitzvah aseh. So it sounds like even after tshuva, you need a korban as well. So that's a little bit difficult to understand. Some of the Achronim ask. So the Rabbeinu Yonah suggests in Shari Tshuva that Tshuva is mechaper the Avera. The Karban Ola is Mosif al Kaparaso, that it creates an even greater relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu even after the Mechila. We're going to see that there are different levels of Tshuva. There are different levels of what Tshuva can accomplish, of Averos becoming like Shkagos, Averos becoming like Zuchuyos. So there are different levels of what Tshuva can accomplish. So yes, it's true. He gets an immediate mechila, but it doesn't mean he's all the way there. It doesn't mean that there's still not what to improve on and what to work on as a result of his failure to do the mitzvah saseh. There's also a discussion. What about, is this true of all mitzvah saseh? What about a mitzvah saseh sheish bakares? There are two mitzvah saseh in the Torah that failure to do those mitzvah saseh, one is chayev kares for. And we're going to see the most severe of all the three levels of averos that we're about to discuss is chiyuve kares. So aseh sheish Bakaris seems to be in both categories. Seems to be in the category of an assay and a category of the most severe of that which you chayv kares for. So we already pointed out that the Rambam in the first paragraph of Hilchos Tshuva seems to assume that assay sheish bakaris is considered amongst the chamuros, because when he lists the kalos, he says a regular los assay and any assay that you're not chayv kares for. It is a matter of fact, the any assay that you're not chayv kares for, but an assay that you are chayv kares for is amongst the chamuros. And the Tosfos Yom Kippur says that even assay yesh bakares works with tshuva alone. Minchas Chinuch is not sure about the following, though. What if a person violates Minchas Chinuch in mitzvah shin samach dalit? What if a person violates an avera that involves both an asei and a los asei? Like Zmechal Yom Tov. So if there's an asei and a los asei, if the is the and then he does tshuva. is the asay nimchal, and therefore he's left only with the los asay? Or do we say no, that when a single avera involves both an asay and a los asay, that asay is not a regular asay? It's beefed up by the fact that it's partnered with a los asay. The fact that you have an avera that's connected to a los asay, an asay that's connected to a los asay, is megala that it's not a regular asay. Just like an asay sheish bakares, according to the Rambam, is not a regular asay, maybe an asay sheish balav, an asay that's connected to a lav, would also not be a regular asay. That's the question. How do you view ein asay docha los asay vasay? Right, when we say that an asay is not docha a los asay vasay, do we say that the asay is docha the los asay? Mechaskinuch raises this question also, that the asay is docha. The reason ein asay docha los asay vasay is because asay is docha the los asay, but then you're still left with the other asay. Or do we say no, an asay cannot even be docha the los asay of the los asay vasay, because the los asay vasay, the los asay is beefed up by the fact that it has an asay. Whenever you have an avera that it's both a los asay and asay, it's megala that avera is much stricter and it doesn't play by the normal rules of an asay, it doesn't play by the normal rules of a los asay. It's more severe than both an asay and a los asay. Nafkamina would be if you get malchus. If a person in a situation where we say ein asay docha los asay vasay, if the person chooses the asay over the los asay vasay, so he violates los asay vasay, so would he get malchus for that los asay? Do you say that the los asay is gone, he only violated mitzvah asay, or do you say that he really violated the los asay? So anyway, so that's similar to suffix that Chaskinuch has over here when it comes to tshuva. So that's chelek one of kapara. Number two, avra los asay vasay, if a person violates los asay vasay, los asay va'asa tshuva, and he does tshuva, tshuva tolav yamakbur mechaper. So then the tshuva will be tolav, will be enough to keep it hanging in the balance, as we said before, whatever that means, and Yom Kippur will be mechaper. Shnemer kibi yom hazeh yichaper aleichem mikol chatoseichem. Level three, avar al krisus umisus beizdin. Person violates something that yichayv karis for, something that yichayv misus beizdin for, va'asa tshuva, and then he does tshuva, tshuva v'yom ha-kippurim tolin, so tshuva and Yom Kippur will be tola, v'yisurin m'markin. Only once he suffers yisurin is he completely cleansed. Shnemar v'kadti b'shevet pisham v'negoyim avonam. Avol mishi yeshchil Hashem b'yado. But then the fourth level where it's not even relating to tshuva, somra yeshchil Hashem, ein lo koch b'tshuva litlos, v'lo b'yom ha-kippurim l'chaper, v'lo b'yisurin l'marik. Tshuva is not going to be able to do anything for him. Yom Kippur is not going to be mechaper for him. Yisurin is not going to be m'marik for him. Only Misa is going to be enough for him. Shenemar v'nigel b'aznei Hashem tzvakos yimichupar avon hazeh lachem ad tumusin, that until death this avera is still going to be there. So there is no tshuva for chilul Hashem. So that leads all the achronim to ask, come on, really? How do you do tshuva for chilul Hashem? There's got to be a way. There's got to be something that you can do to fix the problem of chilul Hashem. So in Shari Tshuva, in Shari Aleph, Rabbeinu Yonah writes that if a person is mekadishim shemayim, that has the ability to be the refuah for chilul Hashem. Meaning you do the exact opposite. He also says that chilul Hashem could be mischaper al yidei limud Torah biyegia. Yegias haTorah could be mechaper for chilul Hashem, probably also because that's the ultimate kiddush Hashem. Is kol haTorah kula shmosif shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. So a person is yaga b'Torah, zama of the yaga b'Torah. So that shows that he values the Shem Hashem, that he values the kedusha of the Shem Hashem. The Meiri writes that all these chiluke kapara are the idea of expressing all these chiluke kapara are only lahodia lechote, to let an avaria know that he has to take these things very seriously, and that averos they did in the past, he can't just say, oh, they're youthful indiscretions and forget about them. But if a person really does tshuva shleima, if a person really wakes up from these chiluke kapara and hears about how seriously we take them and really does tshuva shleima, it doesn't matter the level of the severity of the avera, tshuva's always going to work. That's how the Meiri says, quite a chiddush, because again, it's against the Gemara. The Gemara, it's like the Gemara doesn't really mean it. The Gemara is just trying to give us mussar, is essentially what he's saying. The Sefer Nachal Yitzchak writes, based on the Taz, that a person who is careful to be Shomer Shabbos Kilchasa, Mochum Lo Averos Chamuros Biyosar, that the tshuva could be Mechaper, or just Shmir Shabbos could be Mechaper for the greatest Averos. The Gemara in Shabbos says, anyone who's Meshaber Shabbos Kilchasa, even if he's Omer Avodah Zarah Kedar Enosh, even if he has Averos in his past, where he's over the Avodah Zarah, like the generation of Enosh, still Mochulun Lo. So we see Shabbos as a special skula to be Mechaper, even for the most severe Averos that a person normally would not be able to get kapara for. Meshchachma just points out that a person thinks, and Meshchachma Parshat Vayelech points out, a person thinks that if he does tshuva, that if he violated Chilul Hashem, that he's only done an Avera Ben Adam L'Makom. He says you should realize that when one violates Chilul Hashem, he's violated Ben Adam L'Chavero as well, because he's Mechal Hashem Shemayim in front of other people, which means it was Mismayt Kvot Shemayim to other people, that the way other people now view HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way other people now view certain averus, it affects them, it affects their outlook as well. So the HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shem became Chulin Eitzel Chavero. So that's why it's so difficult. And a person needs to get Mechila from his friends also for being Mismayt Kvot Shemayim in front of them when a person does Chil Hashem. So Heichi Dami Chil Hashem, now that we know that Chil Hashem is so bad, how does it work? What is Chil Hashem? What's an example of Chil Hashem? So several examples the Gemara is going to give. Amar Rav, Rav says, Kigon Ana, well, it really depends on the person. He says, for me, Chil Hashem would be, Ishakil no bistro mitavcha v'lo yivne d'meli alter. If I would take meat from the butcher and I don't pay right away, I tell him to put it on the tab, I don't pay for my food right away, that would be a terrible Chil Hashem. Why? Says Rashi, Ukshani ma'achel lefroa, because if I pay late, Hu omer shani gazlan, so he's going to be thinking that I stole from him and that I'm a gazlan, I'm not going to pay. V'lamin meni lios mezalzel begezel. And you say, oh, even great rabbis don't care about gazel so much. It must not be so bad to steal. So people are going to learn from me to be mezalzel begezel. So where's the Chil Hashem? The Chil Hashem is that if you're dealing with a person of the stature of Rav, the assumption is that people are going to learn from his behavior. So it's just gazel is just an example. I think it sounds like from Rashi that the point is that whenever other people are going to learn from that behavior and are going to commit similar averos because of it, so that's going to be the ultimate Chil Hashem. That's if they don't send bills, but if they send bills and then you pay back, you know, that's just the way it works, so then it's not such a problem. Meaning if that's the way the grocery store works is that they have a tab and everyone has tabs there, and that's just the system that they operate with, so then it's not a Chil Hashem to utilize that system. It's only a problem if a person, you know, a person like Rav comes and says, come on, I'm Rav, I'm good for it, I'll pay you back later, so that's going to be a Chil Hashem. Amar Ravina, Umasa Mechasya Asra Detavi. Umasa Mechasya happens to be a place which is the where Ravina lived. That's where Ravina is, a place where they're Tavea. So Ravina says, I have a tab at the supermarket, so don't make judgments on me because I have such a thing. Abaye Kedeshakal Bistra Mitrei Shutfi. When Abaye would buy meat from two partners who owned the meat business together, Yav Zuzalahai Vizuzalahai Vad Mikrov Lugabe Adadi Vavil Chushmina. He would pay both of them. If they weren't right in front of each other, he would pay both of them because he doesn't want each one to think that they didn't get paid. And then when they would get together, they would make a cheshbon and say, wait, why did Rav double pay? Maybe, and then they would give him back the money or they'd give him more meat, and they'd cheshbon it out later. But he'd make sure to give money to both of them. Rabbi Yochanan, Kigona, no. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, you want to know an example of Chil Hashem? For someone like me, the maskina arba amos below Torah, below tefillin. If I walk four amos without Torah, without tefillin, that's going to be a Chil Hashem. Yitzot be Rabbi Yani, amar kol shav chaver mishpaish and mach mashmuaso. Whenever he's an embarrassment to his friends, that he has a shame ra, he has a bad reputation, and everyone says that such a person is, they say bad things about him, so that's Chil Hashem. It's like when people say, "Ah, Hashem Yirachem, Hakadosh Baruch Hu should be mochel such a person." So when he does things that invoke those kinds of comments, so that is a Chil Hashem. Abaye Amar Kedetanya, Vahavtas Hashem Elokecha. Pasuk says we have to love Hashem. Sheishem Shemayim Misahev Al Yadcha. But it's not just to love Hashem; it's to cause Hashem to be loved through our behavior. Sheikari Veshonim Shamish Shemilcham. Person should learn Mikra, should learn Mishnah, should be Mishamish Lamilcham, which is another way of saying should learn Gemara, V'yei Masol, Masonu B'nachas Im Abrios, and a person should deal pleasantly with people. Ma Abrios Omros Alav, what do people say about such a person who's a Talmud Chacham, he sits and he learns and he deals pleasantly with people? So people say, Ashrei Aviv Shalom Do Torah, look at the impact of Torah. Fortunate is a father who sends his kid to yeshiva, who teaches him Torah. Ashrei Rabbo Shalom Do Torah. Fortunate is a Rebbe who teaches him Torah. Elohim Lebriya Shalolam Da Torah. Woe unto those who don't learn Torah. They're not so refined. They don't deal binachas and abrios. They're not such fine people. Ploni Shalim Da Torah Ru'u Kamanoim Drachav Kamusukanim Maasav. But this guy who learned Torah, look how beautiful his midos are. Look at the way he behaves. It's fantastic. It's something everyone should learn from. Alava Kazvomer Vayomer Li Avdi Ata Yisrael Asher Becha Espa'er. That Kodesh Baruch Hu is Espa'er. He's glorified through Klal Yisrael. When Klal Yisrael behaves properly, it's a glorification of a Kodesh Baruch Hu and his Torah. Avol Misha Kari Vishona, but someone who learns Mikra and learns Mishnah, Umishamish Tamidi Chachamim and learns Gemara, Ve'ein Masau Masanu Be'emuna, but he doesn't act honestly in business, Ve'ein Diburo Benachas Imabrios, and he doesn't speak nicely with other people, Ma'abrios Amrosalav. So what do people say about a person who's always learning, but he's dishonest in business and he doesn't deal nicely with other people? Oilo Laploni Shalom Torah. Woe unto this person who learned Torah. What a waste of time sending kids to yeshiva. And look what it teaches them. It teaches them to be deceitful. It teaches them to be dishonest. Woe unto the Rebbe that teaches him Torah. Ploni shalom haTorah. Look at this ben Torah. Ru'u kama mekulkalin ma'asav. How messed up are his actions. V'kama mechuarin drachav. How disgusting are his ways. V'alav ha'kasav omer. And that's what the pasuk, it's about him that the pasuk says. The ba'amor lahem ima, that everyone's going to say, Am Hashem Eila. These are the people that are the Am Hashem. Look how badly it reflects on HaKadosh Baruch Hu when a person who learns Torah behaves in an otherwise despicable manner. Am Rabbi Chanina, Gedola Tshuvas now, so Tshuva is so great, Shemavir Refua Liolam, the Gear says, that it brings Refua to the world. Shenemar, Arapei Moshvosam Avam Nadava. Rabbi Chanina, Chanina Rami, Rav Chaim Rav Chanina asked the following stira: Ksiv Shuvu Banim Shovim. On the one hand, it says Shuvu Banim Shovim Dmei Kara Shovim Atem, which sounds like when we do tshuva, it's as if the previous averus are viewed as youthful indiscretions, as if they were Maisa Narus and Maisa Shtus. Uksiv Arapei Moshvosechem, and then it says Arapei Moshvosechem. It sounds like from here on in we're like a balmum that was nisrape, that you still have a dinava, you're still considered like a balmum. It's not just chalked up to youthful indiscretions. The aver is still somehow there. It's like, okay, this is a guy who suffered from that illness and now he's recovering. He's a recovering person from that illness, but the illness is still there. So lo kasha, kan me'ava, kan me'yira. It depends whether he did tshuva me'ava or tshuva me'yira. When you do tshuva me'ava, the aver is completely forgotten. It's chalked up to a youthful indiscretion. You do tshuva me'yira, though, then it's not quite the same. Then it's ki'ilu, he's constantly recovering from that avera. Rabbi Yehuda Rami, Rabbi Yehuda asked the following stira: Ksiv shuvu vanim shovim arapei moshvoseichem, uksiv anochi ba'alti bachem v'lakachti yaschem echad meir v'shnayim mimishpacha. On the one hand, we're referred to as banim, with shuvu banim, that bali tshuva are called banim. On the other hand, ki anochi ba'alti bachem, it sounds like we are an eved to a baal, we're an eved to an owner. So are we banim or are we avadim? Says Mar Lokasha, kan me'ava, o meyira, kan al yidei yisurin. One is me'ava u meyira, that's when we're called banim. We do tshuva, either me'ava or meyira, but we're self-motivated to do tshuva. Whether it's the fullest, the highest level of tshuva me'ava, or it's the lower level of tshuva meyira, but if it comes from self-motivation, so then we're going to be banim l'makom. But if it's only al yidei yisurin, it's only because we're suffering and we needed the wake-up call, we needed some impetus to do tshuva, so then we're going to be avadim, we're not going to be banim. So far we had one comment on Gedola Tshuva, on how great Tshuva is, that it brings Refua. Now we go on seven more comments, I think, on how Gedola Tshuva is, how wonderful Tshuva is, that we, or how impactful and important it is. Gedola is a hard word to translate. It doesn't just mean big, because that doesn't mean anything. You have to say impactful, important, that it overpowers, or look what it accomplishes. It overpowers other things that we think are important concepts. You have that thread throughout Shas when the Gemara wants to highlight the value of something. So, like the Gemara Megillah talks about Gedol the Talmud Torah, that it's better than Pikuach Nefesh, than saving lives, that it's greater than all these other fantastic important things that greater than Kibud Av Va'im, etc. Am Rabbi Levi, Gedol the Tshuva Shemagas at Kisei HaKavod. Tshuva is so great that it reaches all the way to the Kisei HaKavod. Shema Tshuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha. Pasuk says Tshuva Yisrael all the way Ad up until Hashem Elokecha. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Gedol Tshuva, Shedocha Losa Sei Shebetorah. Third reason or indication that Tshuva is so great, that it's Docha even a lav in the Torah. Shnemar, Lemar Hein Yishalach Ishas Ishto, it's going to be a long citation from Pasuk. Lemar Hein Yishalach Ishas Ishto, Vahocha Meito, Vaisal Ishacher, Hayashuv Elea Od, Halochanof Technafa Aretz Ahi, Vatsan Yisrael Rabim, Vishuv Elainu Um Hashem. Right? That when a woman goes, leaves her husband and sleeps with another man, does she ever return to would he ever return to her? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Halochanot Technaf Haaretz Ahi Va'atzanis Rabim, you did all these terrible things and still you're going to return to me, Hashem says. So we see that it's Docha Losa Seisha B'Torah. Normally, once a woman cheats on her husband, she can't go back. There's an Isser. She's a Surah Labal. But when we leave HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we abandon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Docha Losa Seisha B'Torah. The Kasha that the Velt asks is, why is Gedola Tshuva that it's Docha Losa Seisha B'Torah? Every Asay is Docha Losa Seisha B'Torah. And the rule is, Asay Docha Losa Asay. Tshuva is just, even if it's nothing more than a regular mitzvah Asay, of course it's Docha Losa Seisha B'Torah. So is that it means totally different things. That when we say "asay" is dochalos asay, it means that if the only way for me to be mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis is I have a beged of pishtim and it's chaya and has four corners and the tzitzis have to be tzemer, so I have to violate shatnis in order to fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis. So the asay is dochalos asay. I'm allowed to violate shatnis in order to do the mitzvah of tzitzis. If I have a baby to do a bris milah and he's got tzaras, but makom the arla, so even though it's an iser to be chotech the tzaras, you're allowed to cut off the tzaras for the sake of the mitzvah. Asay is docha los asay. Over here, we're not talking about two things coming at the same time, where we say the asay is being docha los asay. The aver is already done. The aver is over already, and tshuva has the ability to be docha los the los asay. Over here, it sounds like it's that we allow the coming back. That the coming back would be a los asay, but that's not really a los asay. Meaning, it's not really. There's no real iser in the Torah to do tshuva. As much as it's a mashal of the man-wife relationship, it's not an actual los hasei in the Torah. So this is more of an expression of the greatness of tshuva rather than the technical halacha of asei docha los hasei. Comment number four about how great tshuva is. Amar Rabbi Yonasan, gedola tshuva shemikareves esha shemavio or mikareves esha gu'ula. Tshuva brings back gu'ula. Shnemar uvol tzion go'al l'shav fesha b'yakov. Why are those two phrases juxtaposed? Suppose the Volzion Goal that Gula is going to come, Ulushave Fesh of Yaakov, that we do tshuva on our Peshoim, so Matam Uvolzion Goal. What's the reason that Uvolzion Goal? Mishum, the Shave Fesh of Yaakov. Because we're doing tshuva, that's why Uvolzion Goal. Amrish Lakish, fifth comment, Gedola tshuva, Shezdonos Nasalos Kishkagos. Tshuva is so great that even Zdonos become like Shkagos. Even if a person does Averus Bemezid, it becomes like he did Beshogig. Shnemer, Shuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha, Kichashalta Bavonecha. That ha-avon mezidu. How can you call it an avon? It's a this avon is mezid, rather, v'karile michshol, and yet we only call it a michshol as if it's something you stumbled on, as if it were only a shogeg. So even though avon means mezid, we still call it chashalta b'avonecha. Why? Because you did tshuva. Shuva yishol ha-shem al-kecha, then that which was an avon, which was previously a mezid, becomes chashalta, becomes something that's only a shogeg. So frankly, really, that's it? That's all the tshuva does? I'll give you another comment about how great tshuva is. Eini vam reish lagish gedol tshuva shezdonos naslo ki zechuyos. Tshuva is so great that zedonos become like zechuyos. Forget about becoming like shkagos. They become like mitzvahs. Everything you did, all the averis you did, become like mitzvos. Shneimar b'shov rasha mirishasa va'asa mishpat utztaka aleim yichyeh. So says Mar lo kasha. Kan me'ava, kan me'yira. You do tshuva me'yira. A person does tshuva me'yira, so his averis become like shkagos. A person does tshuva me'ava, his averis become like mitzvos. They become like Zuchuyos. In the Sefer Piskei Tshuva, not to be confused with the Sefer Piskei Tshuva, nor to be confused with the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos. In the Sefer Piskei Tshuva, I believe it's a 19th century little Sefer of interesting halachos. So in Sefer Piskei Tshuva, he says, Ani mistapik, someone who's Baal Erva, and he's holding me men a mamzer. Person violates one of the arayos, and they have a mamzer child from it. And then he does tshuva me ahava, whereas donos naslo kizuchuyos. Is the child no longer a mamzer? Does he get fixed from his mamzerus? Ani mistapik, he's not sure. Maybe the child's no longer a mamzer. So everyone else said, what are you talking about? Ani mistapik? No, that doesn't work. That can't. This is a muvus layuchal iskon. You have a child, it's a mamzer, it's too late. You can't fix that. There's no going back on something like that. But why taka doesn't it work if we really believe that donos naslo kizuchuyos? So this is something we once had a Shabbat Shuvah drasha about. Why doesn't Shuvah work really down here in Beis Din? A guy comes into Beis Din and they say, Reuven, we have two Edom over here that says that you killed Shimon. What do you have to say for yourself? And Reuven says, well, it's true that someone who looks just like me and shares my DNA killed Shimon, but I have since done Shuvah and I am a different person. I am an Ish Acher. So the man I was 10 minutes ago killed Shimon, but not the man I am now. So have a nice day, and I'm going to be on my way now. So that doesn't work. Then Beis Din will still kill him. So the yesod is, tshuva doesn't work in Beis Din Shalmata. Tshuva is only an Indian klape mala. It's only an Indian klape Beis Din Shalmaila. Tshuva does not work in Beis Din. The question is, why not? But tshuva does not work in Beis Din. It's not just because, or it's very unlikely, that it's just because Beis Din can't judge when you did tshuva. Because we do judge when a person did tshuva, legabe making him kosher le'edlus. If a person is pasul le'edlus because of an avera, and then he did tshuva, we will allow him to be kosher le'edus again. So Beis Din does judge tshuva on a certain level. So it's not just that Beis Din can't know when a person did tshuva. There's got to be more to it than that. The Rambam writes in the fourth paragraph of Avodah Zarah, Shechtli quotes in Eretz Tzvi, that when you have an ear and idachas, so they send Shnei Talmidei Chacham to warn them, lachzirim, to try to lead a tshuva movement before we burn down an entire city. And the Rambam writes, Im chazru vasu tshuva mutav. And if they do tshuva, good. Then they're off the hook. So the Rambam says, that's a nice idea, but how could that possibly work? Tshuva doesn't work down here. That can't possibly be the case. So Rav Shachter points out that he heard from Rav Soloveitchik that the Rambam gets this idea from the Gemara in Chelek in the last paragraph of Masechta Sanhedrin that says Anshi Yir Nidachas Einam Chelek Liolam Haba, that people of Yir Nidachas have no Chelek Liolam Haba. That's not just a comment about Anshi Yir Nidachas. That's telling us one of the criteria of Yir Nidachas. People who do tshuva have a chelek in Olam Haba. So mela, they don't meet the criteria of an Yirin Idachas once they did tshuva. But it's not that tshuva really works in Beis Din Shalmata. It's because it only works in Beis Din Shalmaila. But one of the criteria of an Yirin Idachas is that Einam chelek in Olam Haba. Okay, next comment about Gedolah Tshuva. I realize we're going to fall behind, but it's okay. The last daf is only in Amud. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amar Rav Yonasan. We really have no choice. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amar Rav Yonasan. Gedolah Tshuva Shemarechas, Yimosav Shnosav, Yamav Tshuva is so great that it gives a person arichus yam v'shanim. Shneamar uveshov rava mirushaso yichya. Am Rabbi Yitzchak, Ami b'mar Rava Mishmei de Rabba Bar Mari. They say in Eretz Yisrael the name of Rabba Bar Mari. Bo re'e shalok midas Hakadosh Baruch Hu midas basav adam. Come and take a look how different Hakadosh Baruch Hu is than man. Midas basav adam. When it comes to human relationships, maknet es chavero safik mispayis emenu safik ein mispayis emenu. You commit a wrong to somebody, it's not so clear that he's ever going to forgive you. V'im tom mispayis emenu safik mispayis emenu bedvarm safik ein mispayis bedvarm. And if he does forgive you, it's not so clear that words alone are going to work, that just saying I'm sorry is going to be sufficient. The psychologists talk about five languages of apology. One of them is I'm sorry, but there are other languages of apology, of ways of expressing the remorse and hoping that a person forgives you. But when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Adam over Aveira B'Seser, Mispayis Mianu B'Dvarim, a person doesn't have Aveira B'Seser, and all he needs to do is be Mispayis B'Dvarim. He needs to say words to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's remorseful for what he did. How do we do tshuva? With dvarim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it like we're great guys. Like as if we did this great thing. Meaning normally you would think that he'd still be bitter about what we did bad, even if he's willing to forgive us. No, it's as if we were such great people that we did tshuva. It's as if we brought karbanos, we brought big animals as karbanos. Parim. parim's vaseinu shemar tamar pari chove. Unless you think that Kodesh Baruch is only going to view it like we bought pari chove, like we had no choice, we had to bring them tamla arapi moshvel samavam nedava, that it's as if it's a nedava, it's as if this was something out of the goodness of our hearts that we did to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And then one last statement about gedola tshuva. Tanya harim meir omer gedola tshuva shebishvil yachid shasa tshuva mochlin l'kol olam kulo. For a single individual who had did tshuva, who had done tshuva, the entire world got mechila. Shneimar arape moshosam avam nedava kishav api menu mihem lo neimar. Doesn't say shav api mehem from them, mimenu in the singular elamimenu. So you see that even an individual tshuva, even one person doing tshuva, is enough to save the entire world. There, some of the achronim comment on the contrast between shalom kamidus hakadosh baruch hu midas basav adam. What's the chiddush? Of course, shalom kamidus hakadosh baruch hu midas basav adam. But the point is, we were discussing yesterday about mahu afata, that anything we know about HaKadosh Baruch Hu is for us to mimic HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And yet, over here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to tell you something about me that I know that it's unreasonable to expect you to mimic that in human relationships. If a person does something terrible to you and he asks you for mechila, it's understood that it may take a couple of times for him to ask. And that's why we're going to see that you have to ask several times till it's demanded of the person or expected of the person to actually be mochel. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you kuchu imachem devarim, and you go right away. So even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us whatever he tells about himself to try to mimic that behavior, he doesn't expect us to mimic this kind of behavior, certainly not in the first time. Okay, Baruch Hashem, we'll pick up there tomorrow.